This is IGN.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
This is IGN.
There's a time-honored tradition of Batman stories paying tribute to the otherworldly horror works of H.P. Lovecraft, dating back to the introduction of Arkham Asylum in 1974. One such example was Hellboy creator Mike Mignola and Richard Pace when they skillfully mined that connection in their 2001 Elseworlds comic miniseries, Batman: The Doom That Came to Gotham. And now, its faithful animated movie adaptation offers a genuinely terrifying spin on the Dark Knight and his friends and enemies. Set in the 1920s, Doom doesn't slow its pace from the moment it opens, with Bruce Wayne, David Giuntoli, reprising the role from Batman: Soul of the Dragon, and his ragtag crew investigating the failed Cobblepot Antarctic expedition and being attacked by mutated penguins. The film, like the comic it's based on, is designed for fans who don't need introductions to the huge cast of characters, ranging from Dick Grayson to Kurt Langstrom, and can just appreciate the way they've been altered to fit the pulp horror setting. Anyone else might feel a bit like they've showed up for a test without doing the homework. If you're coming from the comic, you might notice that a few explanations have been added to the film, though they feel superfluous, like noting that Barbara Gordon, Gideon Adlon, has become a famous Oracle. Anyone who knows the name Oracle would likely immediately understand the clever way the story riffs on that title. A few characters have been combined to get the comic story to fit into a tight 90-minute runtime, though the biggest modification has been diversifying Batman's allies to provide a bit of counterbalance to the Orientalist villains in Lovecraft's racism. Lucius Fox, Tim Russ of Star Trek Voyager, is inserted into the story, though his comments about the discrimination he faces running Bruce's affairs, combined with the decision to trade out Tim Drake for Kylie Kane, Tati Gabrielle of Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, as a version of Batgirl Cassandra Kane, does undermine the film's ending. The art is less stylized than the comics, hewing closer to the style of Bruce Timm's Batman the Animated Series, but with some of the too sharp edges found in the modern computer-animated DC animated works. Still, the numerous fights are excellently choreographed, particularly the especially monstrous versions of Poison Ivy and Killer Croc. The imagery is also hauntingly disturbing in quieter moments, like an eldritch horror lurking below the ice, or an utterly hideous and tragic version of Two-Face. While the recent run of live-action DC movies have proved largely disappointing, the animated films have been a bright spot, and within them, Doom is the best since Justice League Dark Apocalypse War reset the DC animated movie universe in 2020. Like the other standalone alternate universe films, Batman: Gotham by Gaslight and Justice League Gods and Monsters, Doom is free to imagine new paths for its characters and leave a heavy body count without worrying how it will impact future stories, and it uses that liberty to great effect. Doom also has similarities to Matt Reeves' The Batman, which was not a disappointment, fusing its noir sensibilities with the Lovecraftian cliché of investigators who delve into mysteries that, if solved, may save the world but will certainly doom them personally. Honoring Batman's skill as a detective, rather than just a physically fit rich guy, helped make The Batman one of the best adaptations of the character on film. And that same approach also works perfectly here, as Bruce uses steampunk gadgetry to search for evidence, while also beating up dirty cops. Batman: The Doom That Came to Gotham is a treat for Batman fans, putting a suitably horrific Lovecraftian spin on his allies and enemies that brings out some of the best parts of The Dark Knight, while heavily emphasizing the dark part. While not all the tweaks to the original comic story are for the best, this largely faithful adaptation delivers plenty of unsettling horror, well-done action scenes, and detective-driven twists.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.